USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 783 people died in New York State from the coronavirus on Friday. But there are small positive signs.
Still, people getting infected, still people going to the hospital, but again, a lower rate of increase. The number of ICU admissions is down. The three-day average on ICU admissions is down.
He says hotspots in upstate New York and the suburbs of New York City have been stabilized. The state now has 160,000 deaths. That's more than any other country in the world. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has tightened restrictions in his state.
I'm expanding the requirement to wear a face covering to all customers heading into one of the restaurants and bars that remain in operation as they get their takeout orders.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that a released Navy captain may be returning to duty. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The possibility of reinstating Navy Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of his command after sounding the alarm about the coronavirus on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, is not off the table, according to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
No further action will be taken against Captain Crozier until the investigation is completed. And once that's completed, we'll see where that takes us. So we've taken nothing off the table. What I look to do is hear from and to take their recommendations seriously.
Former Secretary of the Navy Thomas Motley resigned after a recording of him harshly criticizing Crozier became public.
The threat of strong tornadoes is posing a double-edged safety dilemma for the Deep South communities who are trying to decide how to protect themselves during the pandemic. A flush of severe thunderstorms with powerful twisters is likely for Easter Day from Louisiana through the Tennessee Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said he's optimistic that the economy will bounce back, and helping small businesses is the key. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The main driver of small business stimulus in the CARES Act is contained in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over $349 billion is set aside for loans for small businesses. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the program is working and helping small businesses.
Well, let me emphasize first how valuable at this time I think that Paycheck Protection Program is. As you said, a key concept behind the program is not only helping keep small businesses afloat during this difficult time, but also keeping their employees on payroll, keeping them attached to the company so that when the business is ready, the workers are there, they have jobs, and we can get the economy going again. I think the concept there is very important from an employment, from a Labor Department perspective, and we very much want it to succeed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been able to briefly walk in his hospital room as he recovers from COVID-19. Johnson was transferred out of the intensive care Thursday after spending three nights there. Johnson was taken to the hospital Sunday after 10 days of self-quarantine with coronavirus symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.